How can I take the data and make it work for me and make us improve our program? Because a lot of times we have all this data, it's all sitting there. What are we doing with it? What are we actioning and learning to improve our program year over year?
Great events create great brands, but pulling off an event that engages, excites, and connects audiences? Well, that takes a village, and we're that village. My name is Alyssa.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Felicia.
And you're listening to Great Events, the podcast for all event enthusiasts, creators, and innovators in the world of events and marketing. Hello, everyone. What has been going on in this wide, wide world of events? My name's Alyssa, and I am one of your hosts here at Great Events, a podcast by Cvent. I'm going to be joined by fellow co-host Rachel Andrews and our very special guest, also another Cventer, Taylor Vaughn. Hey, Taylor, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, so happy to be here.
Whoop, whoop. All right, so Taylor, let's get just like right into the conversation today because we're here to talk about event technologists. And there's no one better to have this conversation than you because this is the role that you do every day, day in and day out at Cvent. So just tell us a little bit more about your experience in this space, a little bit more about your role as an event technologist and what you do here at Cvent.
Yes. I'm so excited to talk about this. I live, breathe, and sleep event technology. So very excited. So I started on the meetings and events team a few years ago. I initially started at Cvent on the client services team. So I was servicing and consulting with our Cvent customers. During that time, I was able to really get in the trenches of the event planner's world, understand their pain points and how event technology can help them be more efficient and make their lives easier. At which point I stumbled upon the opportunity for basically an event technology team to exist at Cvent. There wasn't someone in-house that was dedicated to that space and that role. Connected with Rachel at the time and hopped over to the meetings and events team and became an in-house event technologist. At that time, I was just project managing our Cvent Connect, our big user conference. And then it's expanded since then. And we now have a team of five that are dedicated to the strategy overall. That's my role specifically. And then we have our execution front who actually builds, manages, and troubleshoots all of our event technology across the board. So it's definitely been a journey, but it's been really exciting to see the team evolve. And specifically, my role changes on a pretty much daily basis. So a lot has changed there.
When did you join the team specifically, Taylor? I know there's something that's like really interesting to me as the evolution of this as a role and a skill that has been brought on to not only our meetings and events team, but we've also seen customers evolving with us in real time. So when would you say it was kind of when you joined the meetings and events team here at Cvent?
Yeah, it was 2018. So it was a couple of years getting the footings and organizing our team. And then the COVID pandemic hit. I mean, it was a very beneficial restructuring, kind of forced us down into really what the different areas were going to be, what fit under our team, what didn't fit under our team. But yeah, 2018 was really when things took off.
Rach, I'm going to ask you a question. What was life before we had the event technologist function within our team? What was that like?
I joke and say chaos. Technology moves really fast. And when you are focused on logistics and focused on all the things making the event go well, it is hard to keep up with event tech and even the MarTech stuff outside of just Cvent releases that are coming out and making sure we're implementing the new functions to help us do a better job, right? Ultimately, the new products or the new features that come out are supposed to help our planners be more efficient. And they do, but it's been really beneficial to have a team that's leading the charge there versus just the planners having to stay up on everything. Now, they do have to stay up on everything, but they have someone in-house saying, here's why it matters and here's what events that this should work for and benefit the team for versus having to do that every single month on the planning side.
I was just going to say, I know a lot of customers will leverage kind of that like one point of contact, but then outsource to support that role, right? So there's one quarterback, if you will. I know, Taylor, that was one of your titles in a former life, but some are leading the technology strategy, but then in terms of resourcing, there are options that exist both within Cvent and externally that can support that, whether that's an agency.
One other thing, just bring up the quarterback thing. I think we started using the client services team well before we had this role in-house on our team. And we quickly realized, holy cow, this is something that we need to be on our team full time. And this was back, Alyssa, when you were on our team as well. We saw the need and we had some people in India supporting, but it was only seasonal. And it got to the point where, you know, events that are big like Cvent Connect are a year-round function. It's not, oh, it's only 6 months and then you're done. It's ongoing. And so when Taylor started supporting as a quarterback, we saw just like the benefits of having one centralized person being that go-to, because there's 18 different technologies that you're using, even with Cvent and then beyond Cvent, we're using for our entire event, but also for our entire event program. And that was like easy to make the business case at that point and say, hey, we need this in-house. Move them over. Taylor, you probably agree with this, but even for us, we work at an event tech company. Even for us navigating what that role looked like, it evolved. We're still evolving it, and it evolves every 6 months, I would say.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because I have this kind of debate with myself. We tend to lean on the event technologist as a role, but Rachel, what you just described, event technology and the event technologists is actually multifaceted, and there's multiple members of this team. There are several different roles that roll into your event operations function, right? So Taylor, can you talk about a little bit of like the diversity of the event technologist, not just being one body, but as a function of the meetings and events team?
Yes. And for us, obviously, your setup at your company isn't going to be the same as ours. For us, it makes sense to have a dedicated team. We are an event technology company, so we have to be prioritizing that. We have to be putting our best foot forward. We have to be keeping things consistent across all of our events. And we always have to be using like the latest and greatest. Keep that in mind when you're looking at this for your own organization. You might not necessarily have, first of all, an in-house team. You also might not necessarily need an entire team of people. You might have an event planner whose function is to look at your event technology. That is always an option. But for us specifically, we over the years have decided that it makes sense to split it out into a couple different functions. So myself being like the strategy and the oversight, also the showcase. So for us, that is one of our big goals of our events program, is making sure we're showcasing our event technology across our events program. So that's my piece. The other part is the execution. So the actual build, the actual hierarchy, or excuse me, the architecture within the events, the hygiene of our account, all of that good stuff. And then from there, that trickles down into, do we need more event builders? Do we need more folks that are actually executing and troubleshooting the events? And then another part of this, Rachel alluded to this, was other non-Cvent technologies. There's a whole world outside of Cvent. Obviously, there's a lot of other technologies that can be leveraged and need to be leveraged to keep our events program going. So looking at those, making sure that we are using the best of the best, and ultimately integrating that in to our tech stack. It is not just an isolated piece of technology, but making sure that we're looking at the full picture. So how does Cvent fit into our marketing technology stack? So that's another big piece, making sure we're playing nicely with our other technologies.
How do you interface with, you know, in some organizations it's IT, in many organizations it's marketing operations, in ours, I know it is MarOps, marketing ops. What is that relationship? What is that dynamic as you're looking to onboard new technologies within the meetings and events technology landscape? But you just said they need to be connected to the broader systems approach. What are your common, you know, conversations look like?
That is definitely an evolving piece. We get better at it every hour. Rachel's laughing.
I'm even at the point where we're big enough, we're doing enough events where it might be considered to do an integrations expert on the team, or at least have like a sprint team at the company dedicated to that. Because like Taylor alluded to this very quickly, but we have a Cvent admin that's on our team that keeps the hygiene of the account up, and even things like making sure that the users within the Cvent account are clean, making sure that your templates are evolving but staying consistent across all your event types, or maybe just amongst your event tier ones or tier twos. Even the admin levels, there's that. But then the admin can only handle so much. As your users grow and your events grow, they can potentially look at some of the integrations. But you're right, working with the IT team, if that touches it, if there's a integration too, some other bigger technologies. If you need like a streaming thing, or if you need a AI to be integrated, or some sort of chatbot, I think things that touch our events, obviously, like Taylor and team are involved in, but we also need to work with our marketing operations team because they're the one signing the contracts for these other technologies that we're using.
Yeah. And we definitely don't want to have blinders on. It's really easy to be like, oh, that's not in the event technology bucket. Our team isn't touching it. But that's cutting off your program. I mean, there are so many incredible tools out there like Drift, even leaning into what can the integration with Marketo do? Like, there are so many things that if you aren't open to those conversations and to learning about what those tools can do and how they can benefit your program and vice versa, like what data can come into Cvent or your event technology platform? And then the flip side is what data can flow out and go into the next kind of like phase or like post-event kind of cycle there. So if you're not looking at those other tools, you're cutting yourself off. I think for us, the big teams that we work with are obviously our marketing, technology, and operations team. We're almost at the point where we just have a dotted line to them. We work on making that more formal, but it works so well how it is. The other teams we lean into a lot are our sales technology team. So making sure we're keeping up to date with Salesforce and making sure that post-event data is funneled over to them in the best way possible. But Rachel's right. Like, the more time goes on, it's almost like we need someone that is looking into that solely as their job, because we're only as good as the ideas that come up, and we can't be reactive all the time. We can't just be waiting for someone to ask about an integration or a new feature. We should be proactively thinking of ways that the data can work for us better.
I just want to mention one thing. So when Allison on our team worked with all the powers that be in marketing and across the event tech team, they made a list of all the technologies that touch each event program. And I think that that was really helpful. I think if you are in a position at your company, you're just getting overwhelmed. It can be very overwhelming. There's a lot of technology that you can, that you should, that you have to use, whatever your management team's asking you for. And a lot of people don't have unlimited budget, so they have to prioritize what they should and can be using. That's why the integration side of Cvent is great. She made this list of all the things that we could be using and then what we should be using it for. Like, we had a whole long discussion about how we should be using Salesforce. And that is a huge discussion for our meetings and events team. But it's almost like creating your own Racy or Darcy, but as it relates to the event tech that is used. And almost like if you want to organize yourself against your events program, I would start there, start with like your event types, and then make a list of all the technology that should or is being used. Maybe it's a is being used and then should be. And then create yourself a Racy for who at your company you need to work with on that. And I would start there. But that's like you starting to see the why we need an event technologist. If it was just under a planner to figure out, okay, for 500 different events, this is what the process is. And you can see like in your mind, the flow charts that happen from pre-event to on-site to post-event, there are 18 different technologies that you could be using. And then you got to drill it down from there. And then that's by event type, right? So it could get very overwhelming very fast if you don't have an operations person or an event tech person, like keeping that all in line. Because you could work with 45 people at your company if you make a list of all of them, right?
And then you could have contracted multiple vendors and tools that are doing the exact same thing. I feel like if we hadn't formalized the function, I feel like it could have gone down that route.
The architecture of it is very important. I think we started early enough where we had an SMM program within Cvent, but then as event tech evolved more, as integrations evolved more, it became almost impossible to manage without having you, Taylor, and Aiden and our India team and just really helping lead the charger. I joke about working with 45 people, but Taylor, you probably work with hundreds of people at Cvent.
Oh my gosh. That's half of the job is just getting to know the organization and the background on things. A lot of times it's, why are we doing it this way? Because we always have. That's not to villainize that approach. It's just that it wasn't a priority at the time because we're busy doing the business, right? So you need someone on the back end that's saying, hey, pump the brakes. We've got to be looking at this strategically and we need to take the downtime to make this more efficient. You got to put the car in the shop. Like sometimes you got to take the car off the road, put it in the shop, get the repair done so it can get back on the road and run smoothly. There's so many organizations that are struggling with that. I do think there's like the top down, the trickle down approach though that needs to happen. So yes, you have your individual planners that's not their job on a day-to-day to be thinking about the strategy of event technology, but it does need to be part of their thought process because first of all, they're the ones boots on the ground that have these really great ideas. They're also the ones that face the inefficiencies. They're the ones who feel that hurt if things aren't running smoothly. So they're able to trickle ideas back up to a central person or team or whatever it is and say, hey, this isn't going really well. Our post-event tasks are being funneled to sales very slowly. Or, hey, our event builds are looking different across the board. They're the ones who are able to funnel those pain points and those ideas back up. And then your event technology team can ideate on those, come up with a solution, and then roll that back down to the team at large. So you still do need the boots on the ground that care about your event technology strategy, and they need to live that on a day-to-day basis.
We see those meetings management programs or those that are just operating under more of a centralized governance function achieving success when they do exactly what you just described, Taylor, where they've got some communication strategy, like it's a very formalized process around that for how to intake feedback, how to react, put the car in the shop for a little while, and then roll something out very officially in a launch-ready state. We alternatively do see some customers that are constantly just tinkering, the tools are always out, and there's never kind of a final product or an ability to kind of gauge what's working and what's not working. Did this feature support a new thing? So measurement becomes lost in that. And I think oftentimes that is what we see customers grappling with is because you're constantly always playing, you can never compare.
It's never going to be perfect either. I think that's one of the hard things. I'm definitely type A, which is a good thing for the role, but it's also, you have to be willing to try things. One of my favorite quotes from Rachel is, we don't save lives. It is okay. The show will go on and we've got to get out there and try something. We can't be afraid to fail. And that's where you're going to get your best learnings from. So get out there, try it. If you're going to wait for it to be perfect, it's never going to be perfect.
I love this concept of the management intra C-Vent or intra event management technology. So all of the features, the functionality within the product. And then inter, where the system is connecting to all of these other things. So Taylor, my next question for you is intra C-Vent. What are you most excited about? What are you most looking forward to within the world of event tech? We're kind of in the beginning of the year still. So as they're coming your way in 2025.
I would say my most exciting trend or kind of focus at C-Vent at large, and it's conveniently on our team as well, is focusing on this like self-serve model and really like expanding the use case and really empowering the marketer. Our Essentials tool and then our webinar tool are really lending itself to being able to just hand over the keys to the car, being able to just pass that over to our marketers to let them control and build really quickly a webinar, spin up a webinar in like 10 clicks. We're able to, at the account level or admin level, we're able to set up templates with, here are the fields that they're going to be collecting. They can't change these. Here's the look and the feel of the webinar. We know that it's going to look tight and it's going to match our branding. They're able to spin that up without having to come to our execution team, wait for the 10-day turnaround time or whatever the case is. So that's a really exciting piece inside of C-Vent. And I think that also just lends itself to getting people back to what they're doing. We don't have to take people out of their day-to-day to edit something in C-Vent and then go back and move on. They can actually just make the change and then move back to their day-to-day. So I would say that inside of C-Vent is what I'm most excited for this year. And then I know where your head's going for outside of C-Vent.
Yeah, outside, take it there. Go for it.
Yeah. I would say the big thing, and I both mentioned this earlier, but just not like thinking just inside of event technology, but making sure that you're thinking like, how can this tool fit in with the rest of our tech stack? The map and the diagram that Allison made with our marketing tech team, it is like the beautiful minds. There's strings everywhere. Where does Marketo go? Where does C-Vent go? It's a beast to look at. It was a beast for them to put together, but it's so critical to be able to see what is currently happening. And there's a lot of looking around being like, hey, where are we using this data? And there's a lot of, we don't know, which is, I'm imagining, pretty normal at companies because there's a lot of data that's being collected and not necessarily used. There's so much information that's at our fingertips that can be used. but automating that. So looking at, hey, we're collecting product interest in this reg form. Are we pushing that over automatically? No, we're exporting it and doing it manually. It's just that could be a really easy automation. So I think there's that piece of making sure that it's playing nicely. That's first step, making sure it's even being used at minimum. And then it's, let's take it to the next level and make some more efficiencies or do some really cool data. Like, let's use some contextual data to tell sales what the customer is interested in. So there's a lot that's happening on that front, but making sure that you, as the event technology expert, are at that table, because a lot of those conversations happen, whether it's at your, on your IT team or whoever runs point on that at your organization. Just make sure that event technology is part of that conversation.
I think that's a frustrating thing for event profs is sometimes they're the last people to know. And it's, hey, can someone let us know when we're considering a new technology that might touch us?
And Rachel, don't you feel like that same thing happened years ago, just getting the planner at the table with the C-suite? It's that same thing now happening for the event technology functions. We're going to have to keep reminding it, but it's like events are part of the conversation.
They're part of the marketing mix. It needs to be part of the conversation when they're talking about buying a new MarTech tool, because it's a huge part of programming and a huge part of the marketing budget already.
And even those that aren't procured by marketing, because I mean, I can testify that there are customers who sit in other parts of the business, but certainly IT, like there is a technology strategy that is usually part of an organization, and event technology is a connected piece of that puzzle, and more connected than is assumed in many scenarios, to your point. It does touch many parts of the business in a lot of ways that is looked over. And so fighting for that seat is really important.
I know association planners, for example, are also like their heads of technology, because their business is so tied to events, and they need that tech. They need the technology to speak to leads, revenue, membership fees. Like a lot of times they oversee events, membership, and technology because they have to. And so, you know, I think that's like a huge part of it. If you're in IT, you need to remember that a lot of times events are driving revenue for businesses. It all is connected.
Okay, Taylor, before we run out of time, I want your 2-minute take on AI and what it means for event technology.
I'm like really excited about her answer here, because I want to do more with AI. I think there's a lot of like time saving things that we can be doing on our event team. But I was like, Taylor, let's come up with like a one pager of how people should be using AI.
Oh my gosh. And I feel like the limit doesn't exist, to quote Mean Girls, the limit does not exist. That's the whole thing with AI though. Like, it touches our day-to-day already. You're using it on a day-to-day basis, but I think the key is don't assume that it can't be used. I'm writing an email or I'm coming up with a talk track for something and I'm like spinning my gears over trying to find the right words. I'm like, why don't I at least start with typing something? We use Azure. So just type it in there and give it a shot. But I think that's like the bare minimum, just giving yourself an idea on talk tracks or wording or whatever the case is. I know our event marketing team has been championing this out the gate. Like, they have been doing this since day one.
Anything to save time.
Exactly. And the thing is that it's not taking away the creativity. It's literally just getting you a start, because I know for me personally, like sometimes I just need a start. And then I'm like, great, now I got the creative juices going. I can get this started. Even if it's writing an email or a summary to executives about our decision to use or not use a certain tool. That happens more times than not. I'm like, new email. Where are the words? I can't find them. So there's that. That's like the bare minimum. But then there's also so much that can be done to give you ideas. So one thing for us is, how much time do we spend reading feedback from an event? Plugging that into a tool, letting it spit out the top recommendations from what did your attendees say about your program? And then you're able to take that and do action off of it. You're not just getting the words and getting the ideas. You're able to save yourself time, not reading through every single piece of feedback. It's going to learn that feedback, make recommendations, and go from there. The other piece that we are, and of course, these are all enhancements that are coming into the Cvent tool. Session feedback is one that's literally on the horizon in the short term. There is chatbots that are coming. There's so many things that are coming down the pipeline for AI, but I think the big thing to look out is ideation on like content. It's like content generation, and then it is streamlining feedback and insights. Like, from my perspective, how can I take the data and make it work for me and make us improve our program? Because a lot of times we have all this data, it's all sitting there, What are we doing with it? What are we actioning and learning to improve our program year over year? So yeah, I would say those are the big areas for me.
Anything to add, Rach?
I mean, we're already using so much. We're doing website stuff, session descriptions, email stuff. The other cool one was helping us with attendee guides, look through our session descriptions and help us with the different tracks and what people should go to. That one's really cool for me because that can ultimately, like if you're just one, a team of one or a team of two, that can get overwhelming. So use AI for that.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking about like how trendy word clouds were in like 2015. Like this is like word cloud on steroids.
Yeah. And actually one of my favorite parts of my job is like getting to talk to product and learning what are the things on the horizon and actually sharing feedback. I know Rach gets pulled into a lot of these conversations of discovery and making sure that the event planner is actually top of mind when we're rolling out new features. One thing that the team is working on is a smart reporting module where you're able to just type in basically like Google, you would say, show me my top events from the past 5 years. You type that in and it literally runs the report for you. Or show me all of my folks that have a dietary restriction and are coming in on night one of this event. I mean, like the most absurd request that we all know you as event planners field all the time. Rather than you having to stop what you're doing, think about how to run this report and then run it wrong, probably the first 5 times. Ultimately, reach out to your tech expert and then get the data. Those are the kind of efficiencies that I see it being used for. Because again, like the data is there. It's just a matter of getting it and knowing how to look at it. And what does it mean?
We're almost like halfway there on this, but a big piece of AI that I think people are scared will take their jobs, but really it's enhancing the jobs that you're already doing is attendee support. So just anything along the lines of attendee wants to know this question, the chat bots that help you with that. I hope we'll get to a place where you just go to a website and you're like, hey, I want to book my room. Please book it for these dates. And then it just does it. That would be an amazing thing for event profs because raise your hand if you hate room block management. Everyone I know hates it. That could be like an additional thing that comes out. That would help save a lot of time, or maybe that just goes directly into Passkey and that goes directly to the hotel. Passkey's already being efficient and helping us with a lot of that stuff. But from an attendee perspective, that's where I see AI maybe helping a little bit more. And that's probably already happening. Just book me a room for this. Here's my check in, check out. And then here's what I need. But it's also like, instead of calling a human, which I hate, I really like talking to a person when I call customer service. But if there's 3 questions they can answer, like those things are already happening. And then obviously set your AI up to be like able to talk to a person at the end of the day, because you don't want to piss your attendees off if they're never able to talk to a non-robot.
I so agree with that. Don't overdo it and don't be afraid of AI. Champion it and harness it. That sounds so nerdy and cliche, but like you're the person that's going to be able to yield that data and take it and run with it and make changes off of it. Like, yes, there's the reactive support stuff. There's the data side of it, but there is the soft side and the personalized side that comes with AI. So being able to actually make recommendations to your attendees or your planners off of what was typed in. Yes, I see that you asked about your room. Hey, let me make this recommendation. I see you're traveling in from wherever, from Washington, D.C. There's a cool restaurant on the way. Like that's the type of stuff that AI can do. Or, hey, I saw that you indicated these interests in registration. Here are some sessions that are recommended. I mean, that's real stuff that's happening right now.
I love that. At the risk of running too far over on time here, I just wanted to add one more thing to the conversation because that's something that has come up just recurring over the past couple of years, which is the resourcing constraints that meetings and events teams are going through just in this current era, the technologist role. There's also the analysts. And one of the great things that those roles afford your team is an investment on those types of individuals who are really heavily invested in family planning too. I know Taylor is a mom of two. We have Allison we talked about is also a mommy. And it's really hard to stay in meetings and events when you don't have this type of diversity of roles. We know there's a lot of travel and a lot that goes into just the planner function. So if we treat every role like just the planner, we have a lot of recruitment issues there. So I think this evolution of the role, this kind of maturity of the role allows for these different types of faces to stay attached to meetings and events that they love while also supporting other priorities behind the scenes too. So it's just a really interesting insight that came out. And I know that Taylor is kind of a living testament to that.
When I graduated from college, I wanted to be an event planner. Like that was what I wanted to do. I started looking at more of the social events, wedding planning, that sort of thing. And I, in my research, I stumbled upon CVET and I was like, okay, let's give it a try. It's in the events industry. And I just, luckily I had parents that were just very supportive of like, don't lock yourself into just because that's what you want to do. Be open-minded to, sure, do you like the industry? What do you like about it? Let's take pieces of what you like about it and then give something new a shot. And 9 years later, literally, that's where I am. I started supporting customers and found a need, but I also found a skill set that I really loved. I love the meetings and events industry. Do I have the skill set to be an event planner? No, I don't. It is a skill that I envy. I don't have it, and that's okay. I would not want to be in a different industry. So I think that is such a really interesting point that there's so much to the event field and the event, each individual event, there's so many people that are involved that you don't have to be the event planner. You can be a different role. You can be the event marketer. You can be doing event ops. Allison, we've mentioned her several times. She started as an event planner and then really grew into this skill set of the ops side of it. If this is something that interests you and you're not quite sure, bring it up to your leadership and say, hey, I'm interested in event technology or I'm interested in event ops, whatever the specific niche is that you're thinking of, take that on as maybe 20% of your role. I know we've had a couple of planners on our event design team that have started championing the sustainability concept. We have to have people looking at these different focus areas. Someone has to take that on and champion it. So bring it up to your leadership. Don't be afraid to try new things and explore different areas, I would say.
Yeah, I think it's also a plea to leadership to see those opportunities as well and to try to embrace the changing role that is the meetings and events landscape. And I think Rachel has done a really great job segmenting the team to accommodate the needs of the function now. It looks very different in 2025 than it did in even when I joined at CVET in 2015. It's just a constant challenge and a test to evolve. And I know we talked about this on our higher education episode, right, Rach? What's needed in this role now is quite a lot. And it can't be taken on by one person, but it could mean that we support even more people across this and encourage the evolution of the role itself. With that, I will bring us to a close this week. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Taylor, for participating in this and putting yourself on the spot. Loved all of your analogies this week. You always bring a touch of humor, which we appreciate on the podcast. And of course, thank you, Rachel, for joining me. With that, have a great rest of your week. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Great Events, a podcast by CVET. If you've been enjoying our podcast, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode.
And you can help fellow event professionals and marketers just like you discover great events by leaving us a rating on Apple, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Stay connected with us on social media for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and some extra doses of inspiration.
Got a great story or an event to share? We want to hear from you. Find us on LinkedIn, send us a DM, or drop us a note at greatevents@cvent.com.
Big thanks to our amazing listeners, our guest speakers, and the incredible team behind the scenes. Remember, every great event begins with great people.
And that's a wrap. Keep creating, keep innovating, and keep joining us as we redefine how to make events great.